Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Burt Show.
All right, Romeo, you got a huge compliment.
Hey, I'm sorry.
Should I say Daddy Romeo? Or is it Zaddy Romeo? Oh.
Listen, you guys can call me whatever you want, as long as it's Daddy. And it involves
that man blushing.
No, I know. Oh, I wasn't ready for that. Okay. Yeah. What are we talking about?
We're talking about the compliment your family member gave you.
Yes. So this is actually a compliment that I've received before. And I think, Kristen, you've received it. I mean, I know personally I've given you this compliment where your openness to talk about mental health had me basically pursue that that help that I needed. And it made me feel comfortable looking for it. And it was this thing of you being so open and honest about it on the radio that it was easier to approach it in that manner. And so when...
Thank you for that, by the way.
Of course. And so over the weekend, we were hanging out with my family, and one of my cousins came over to me, and we were having a side conversation, and I think the drinks were flowing. So, you know, like, it gets to a certain point once you have a few drinks that it gets a little emotional, and that emotion conversation of, like, feelings come out. And so I know she's going through a lot, and she just started thanking me for being so open about my mental health, on my anxiety and my depression, and being so honest about it on the radio, and like never being so afraid of just talking about it. And also just kind of how I, growing up, our family and the way they look at therapists and the way that you don't go to therapy unless it's like you're cuckoo. You know? Like,
there's a cultural difference for you and I.
Exactly.
And I think there's more of a stigma.
Yeah.
And that's why you were more hesitant to be open with your family about
right.
it.
Right. And so it was a weird thing because I was like very open about it on the radio. But like with my family, it was like, no, we're not talking about this. And because I don't know what it was. It just made it easier to talk about it in here rather than with my family. And so with my cousin approaching me, and she just basically said, thank you. Like, your openness to talk about it and knowing that like you're in my family, it helped me go get help. And now she's saying that she's like in a better spot, that like she's thinking more clearly about her situation and the struggle she's going through. And I think like that, like I said, that compliment that I've received before, it hit different coming from a family member, but also coming from someone that the way we grew up, it was brush it off. You know, like I think a lot of kids of immigrants are like that as well, where it's like the opportunity you have right here, right now, could be worse if we were back in El Salvador, we were back in Mexico, we were back from Honduras. You know what I mean? Like,
you should be grateful. You should be happy.
Exactly. And it's like the struggles you're going through, they're not much or whatever. Like you'll get up, like it's all in your head. Just brush it off. And so it's like our entire lives, that's all we've heard. And so for my cousin and myself to feel comfortable enough to like seek that help and go sit down with someone like and openly talk about your feelings, which is like the strangest thing I've ever done, honestly, till this day, like opening up to a stranger.
It's hard.
And sharing your feelings. It's a struggle, but I think once you get to that point, it's been wonderful for me, and it's wonderful to hear from my cousin. And then I just want to say, like, if you feel like you need that guide, look for that help. Honestly, because I think it's changed my life completely. So,
and I love to hear that. Then, like, so she says this, and I think that took a lot of vulnerability from her to even come up to you and tell you that. So, like, how did that make you feel in the moment?
It was surreal, and it made me realize, like, I think a lot of times I've also been so afraid to talk about it with my own cousins who are like around the same age as me, because you almost feel like you're the only one going through it. Mm-hmm. And I think everybody puts up a face and puts a mask on that you go, you're not going to show your emotions to the people that like are closest to you a lot of times. And so to see that I'm not the only one that deals with stuff, and that they also need the help, it's kind of nice.
I think there's something to how, like Kristen mentioned, the stigma. It like you grow up believing that vulnerability is a weakness, mm-hmm. and so you try to avoid it by any means necessary until you get an opportunity to actually be vulnerable and you realize it's a strength. It's the complete opposite. It's tough to be vulnerable. And when you do find that strength to fully be yourself and be that open and vulnerable, it really is life-changing. And I think everybody should know that.
Yeah, especially with the fact that this is your family, because I think that can be an incredibly isolating experience if it's just you being vulnerable and everybody else is going in the same direction that they've always gone in, where it's like, let's push down mental health struggles. We don't talk about that. We brush it off. The fact that your family member is now coming around, I think it's going to totally change the culture of your family for the better.
Yeah, I know. I for
You're
sure.
Changing your family tree, dude.
I know. The next generation, I feel like, oh man, I'm so lucky for like my nieces and nephews. I feel like they're lucky because they're going to have like a nice life.
Don't pull the same stunt your parents pulled on you.
Nah, I want them to struggle a little bit now. I'm just kidding.
Was your cousin also grateful that you spoke so openly about sugar mama so she could pursue her love of sugar daddies?
I've been pushing it. So there's plenty of sugar to go around. So why not take some?
Sweeten
or
it up
the sugar
a little bit.
On me.
Yeah.
Dude, seriously, that's an awesome feeling, and you should take a lot of pride in what she said and what you've done on the air for others in your culture and for your family.
Yeah, just passing on the help, you know, from you to me to somebody else.
I love it.
Daddy Romeo.
Daddy Romeo. Daddy Romeo. It's the Bert Show.
The Bert Show.